Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Islamabad, beginning a mission designed to ease tensions between Pakistan and India. He's meeting today with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf, who delivered what Powell called a conciliatory speech last weekend. Musharraf promised to discourage religious extremism in Pakistan, and then followed up his pledge with the arrest of more than 1,000 Islamic militants. Powell will travel to India to meet with Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. He'll also visit Afghanistan. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in New Delhi. Tensions between these two nuclear rivals have been building for more than a month now. What can Powell do?
Well, Bob, I think he can do in person what he's been doing over the phone repeatedly over the past few weeks with President Musharraf and India's Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh. That is to say, make sure that neither side does anything that would allow the situation on the border to get out of hand, to escalate, which would be very dangerous for both countries and very bad for the U.S. in terms of its ongoing effort in Afghanistan to root out al-Qaeda, which it's been doing with help from Pakistan. They've allowed the use of their bases to the U.S. They've shared intelligence. They've put troops on the border with Afghanistan to keep al-Qaeda members from getting away. And, of course, any war between the two neighbors runs the risk of turning into a nuclear conflict, which could be a problem not just for the region but for the entire world. So I think Secretary of State Powell will try to build on the conciliatory statements made by President Musharraf in his speech Saturday night and the guarded Indian welcome of that speech that followed. Secretary Powell told reporters on the plane coming over here that it's his view that the rush towards conflict has been slowed quite a bit as a result of the speech and the Indian response to it. Now it's time to convince both sides how to move back, and not only move back from the border, but make some forward movement in terms of starting to talk again.
What message is he taking to Pakistan's leader?
I think Secretary Powell will tell President Musharraf that he appreciates the bold steps he's taken so far, denouncing terrorism, saying that jihad must now be practiced in the context, as the Secretary put it, of helping people in terms of education, healthcare, etc., taking care of people, not killing people, as he said. I think he'll also tell Musharraf that the U.S. welcomes his efforts in terms of cracking down on militant organizations. There have been hundreds more arrests since President Musharraf's speech, and I think we can expect those arrests to continue. I think he'll also tell General Musharraf that while this is a good start, he needs to do more. You've had India's Home Minister, L.K. Advani, in Washington for the past week, talking to administration officials, and I'm sure he's been spelling out what India wants to happen, and I'm sure India's requests, demands, whatever you want to call them, will be something Secretary Powell will be discussing with President Musharraf as well.
Well, what is it India wants to happen?
The same thing that they've been saying they want to happen for weeks now, and it seems to be fairly non-negotiable. They want to see President Musharraf take what the Indians call concrete action on the ground to stop cross-border terrorism, that is, the infiltration of militants across the line of control into Indian-controlled Kashmir. And they want to see some action on the list of 20 names that India says it wants handed over to New Delhi. India says this list of people, these people are terrorists and other criminals, and Pakistan has so far refused to hand those people over, but President Musharraf, in his speech, left open the possibility that non-Pakistanis on the list could be handed over. So I think that's another thing Secretary Powell is going to bring up with President Musharraf. Some movement on the question of the list, I think, would bring a quick and a favorable response from the Indian side, but beyond that, India continues to be saying what it's been saying. It appreciates the moves that President Musharraf has made so far, but wants him to do more. And if he doesn't, the clear implication is, and it's one that was reinforced by Defense Minister Fernandez on Monday before he left for Washington, is that a military solution to the current situation isn't out of the question if India feels Pakistan isn't delivering.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi.